This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey guys, it's Garcelle Beauvais and welcome to my podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle. Grab a cocktail and get ready for some grown and sexy conversations with me and some of my closest friends. We're talking sex, life, relationships, did I say sex, and everything in between. Tonight, I am going to bed with TV host, comedian, oh my God, and now the queen of her own fashion line. I'm talking about the gorgeous Nina Parker. Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Oh. And the other person I'm going to bed with, I mean, when I say this girl knows me inside and out and then some, I'm talking about my sidekick, my assistant, my ride or die, Taz Beckford. Hey, Taz.
Hey, everyone. Hi, Nina. Hi, Garcelle.
Hi. Ladies, welcome to Going to Bed with Garcelle. I'd like to know, what is your drink of choice tonight, Nina?
Okay, I've had a long day, so I have some Kahlua and coffee.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's a good one.
And I need the caffeine pick me up because, you know, these days, this age is hitting me. This alcohol don't hit the same. Oh, makes me just want to take a nap.
We can talk about that all day long.
It does not make me excited. It puts me to bed. So
I get it. Taz, what is your drink of choice tonight?
A little bubbly, a little champagne.
Ooh. Nice. Oh, I'm having a little champagne too. Cheers, ladies.
Cheers, all right,
listen, I just heard that Kate Hudson, first of all, just discovered that sex is a workout. And apparently women can lose 25 calories in a session. So I want to know, are you down for that? And what are you doing for this exercise?
You know, I just started with a trainer a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm on this whole like wellness journey. And so that was one of the things. Okay, so we just gonna start with the TMI. One of the things that I wanted to be able to do was be more flexible in bed and also be, because you know, it's like, I have to tell you, I am not a big fan of the writing.
Me too.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Isn't that funny? Neither that am I.
Either am I.
I hate it.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And I thought maybe I'm hating it because these squats ain't hitting. So yes, that is not my strong suit. I have other strengths. You know what I mean? I'm not lazy. But right. It's like you get tired really quickly on top.
Really
so
quick.
Then I had to find other tricks to make up for that. So
right.
Like, let me just, you know. It's
right.
Judgment. You know, there's a whole like community of women who do not like writing that don't speak
up. We don't talk about it.
We don't talk about that one.
Because we're supposed to like it. We're supposed to like it.
Yeah. We're supposed to like that and we're supposed to like anal. I don't like that.
Yeah.
No.
Don't come near me with that.
Right.
No.
Not there.
I like big dicks, so anal will not work for me.
You do?
Yes. That's why anal, I'm not down for it. I mean, it's a little daunting, and I'm like, I've tried it once and never again.
Mm. Wow. Okay, we can pass on that. I just heard about a thing. There's liquid vibrators, ladies.
Oh.
Yes. So you take this liquid and you pour it on you and it's supposed to stimulate you as if it was a vibrator. How do you feel about that?
I'm down.
No. You are?
I'm down because you could travel with it and people wouldn't know what it was. I mean, I've had the embarrassing of traveling with the vibrator in my, luggage and then I got searched. So
really?
I'm down for it. Put a little on before you head to work.
Search.
A little in the car.
I'm too concerned about my pH balance, Chad.
You're so practical.
Yeah, I'm not putting foreign liquids that can mold and, no, thank you.
Yeah, because where does the liquid go once you're done?
Yeah, like
it dissolves like when you rub in lotion.
Oh.
Look at Nina's face. She's like,
I mean, I don't know. I've never tried it, but I'm down for it.
Yeah, it sounds like you're down for whatever.
Let me tell you something. The wind blows too far to the left and my pH balance gets knocked off. So I'm definitely not doing this. No,
you
ma'am.
And Tiffany Haddish are really into the pH
balance. Yes, it's important.
That's important. It is important. I'm going to sidebar a little bit. Nina, I want to talk to you about your fashion line because
yes.
I am so proud of you. I was Thank so you. Excited to see it.
How did this come about? And are you as excited as we all are?
You know, so everybody keeps asking me that because I feel like I'm not screaming enough. It's just, I feel like it's just so surreal. It's hard for me to like, I don't know, because I worked on it for about a year. So I worked on it a little bit before quarantine started and then all through quarantine. And I had to keep it like a big secret. And so it's been hard for me for once it's come to fruition to almost enjoy it because I'm like, this isn't a secret anymore. Like people know about it.
Right.
So I'm in that adjusting period because it hasn't been out that long. But, you know, it came about, honestly, I had gone through a bad breakup and I was kind of like reevaluating my life. This was in 2019. Mm-hmm. And I made this list of just like where I wanted my life to go, where I saw it going. And I wanted to start to do things that were more true to self as opposed to like, oh, let's just do this because it's exposure. I was like, I want to do things that really mean something to me, even if it's a smaller scale.
Right.
And the clothing line was something, to be honest, I didn't think anybody would really care about. But for me, it was just important because, as you know, being on TV, you wear so many clothes. And for me, shooting Nightly Pop, we're filming, you know, 4 days to 5 days out of the week. Mm-hmm. And I was finding maybe one good outfit a week in the plus world. And then the other days, I was struggling to find stuff that worked and that stretched, that we would order it and be excited and it would come in the mail and it would be, you know, a horrible fit or cheap fabric. So I started making stuff myself just so that I would look good on camera. And it just kind of started this love for fashion and practicability. Like right now I'm wearing a denim bodysuit.
Oh, so a bodysuit?
So sexy.
Love a denim shirt bodysuit. Yeah. And so
what are the sizes? What are the sizes so I can see?
So
where
it goes from 0X. So 0X is about a 12 to 14 and it goes all the way to 24. And then we're expanding sizes to 28 for the fall.
So wait, the 0X is what?
About a 12 to 14.
I can say I'm wearing a 0?
Yes. Yes.
I am buying that bodysuit today. Today.
Zero. But it all started from like things that were uncomfortable. So for me, and I have big breasts, denim shirts were always such a struggle because they would lift up. They would fit kind of like boxy.
They don't have a stretch to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is like stretchy, but it snaps back and it sucks you in. So little things like that for women that were plus just didn't exist. So I was like, all the things I don't have, I'm going to just make. And that's really how the line started.
I appreciate it.
Trust me, as a fashion girl, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yes. Now, let me ask you, when it comes to sex, do you think men want bigger women or do men want the zeros? I always feel like men want something to hold on to.
Yeah.
Do you agree or disagree?
I feel like what we've been sold is that they want zeros. And I have now ventured into dating other races. So you know, for a long time, I was exclusively dating Black men. And I just decided that I was going to love who wanted to love me, especially living in Los Angeles. It's all over the place. And I was like, why am I limiting my dating pool? You know? And so I've started dating everything pretty much. And it's been a fun experience for me. And I was really intimidated because I was like, they're all going to want the size zero girl with blonde hair. Like I'm not going to be their type. And I kid you not, I've probably had more white men approach me over this last year than any other nationality. And they all love me being curvy.
Do you think their nannies were Black?
They were. Girl, not all these men are rich. But that's a big misconception.
Right.
And a lot of them told me that they had been, you know, in the past afraid to approach Black women. So it kind of started this conversation. But they were telling me, like, when I was insecure about what they would expect of me, they were insecure. They were like, well, if we're going by stereotypes, I would think you'd want like a big Black guy. You know, because I'm tall and curvy. So we both had insecurities kind of going in. So I kind of washed that away and it's been fantastic.
Wow. Nice. Good for you.
Good for you.
Is there a difference in the bedroom between the Black and the white? Have you found?
No.
Really?
No. You know what? For me, it's all about the person. Like there's a connection. Language that certain people speak when they like if sexually, I feel like I'm very free. And when I meet someone else like that, there's kind of a language you speak to each other and you can instantly know pretty quickly with your first few conversations if they're on that same wavelength. And I found that that's transcended race.
I love that.
Okay. Sexual seduction.
You know what? Taz always gets picked up in the most random places, like a gas station, Starbucks, like a laundromat. Even if she doesn't even go to a laundromat, she gets picked up there. So I want to know, but you've always said, though, you haven't dated a white man. Would you?
I would. I mean, in my daily, you know, we live in America, see them all the time, love them. I'm an equal opportunist, so I would love to, but no one's knocking at my door. I would love a white boy summer.
Would you?
I so would.
Guys, you know this podcast is all things sexy, right? And you know what's really sexy? Clear skin. I'm obsessed with my skin. That's why I'm excited to partner with this episode's sponsor, Apostrophe. Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you hit your other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/Garcelle when you use our code Garcelle. Now, this code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/Garcelle and click Begin Visit. Then use our code Garcelle at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/Garcelle and use that code Garcelle to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. We all know that, like, if you're going to kiss somebody, you'll have, you know, a piece of gum, you'll brush your teeth, mouthwash. Mm-hmm. What about garlic? Apparently garlic is great for sex.
Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
No.
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 She said no ma'am.
I'm not for that.
Is there any foods? No. I mean, can you imagine? Like, even if it's good for you, I wouldn't do it.
No, I don't. I'm big on smells. Like, I'm a very big, like, I love it. You know, when I'm about to get it on, I'm setting a mood. We're going to have the right scents, the right candles, the oils, all of that. You got to be smelling good. These pores of yours have to be smelling good.
Yes.
You know, we're not putting garlic stays in your system. Like,
for days.
For days.
For days.
For days. We're not doing that. We are not doing that. So we go to the spa. We get a facial. But would you ever get, there's a vaginal facial called vagina. I don't even know if I'm saying it. Like,
Vasational?
Vasational.
Oh. I think it's what.
How do you know about vasational, Saz? Tell me about it.
Because Julie brought some. You threw it away, but I put it in my fridge. She said it was for your to give yourself a vasational. So I said, okay, I'm going to do it.
It lasted in my fridge for 2 hours because then I thought, oh my God, my kids might think it's a dip and try to eat it. I threw it out.
One you gotta be time. Careful.
It can't stay in the fridge.
See, I don't have kids, so I can have all the freaky stuff in my fridge. Okay, so all of your vajayshals, give them to me. I'll take it.
But it looks like nuts and berries, and it's not appealing to the eye. So I don't know if I want to stick it there.
But it had a lot of grains.
It just goes on top, like on top of the.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of exfoliating your vagina.
Yes.
Well, what's wrong with just a body scrub?
I don't know.
Why can't
know.
We just use the old-fashioned body scrub? You know, what is, you know, why we got to rename
but when
everything?
You go to a place to get it done, they're putting steam, they're doing all that good stuff that you would do when you get a facial.
Okay. Yeah.
Or waxing, too. Have you ever gotten, like, a heart-shaped, you know, bush?
No.
I've never waxed.
That is what?
What do you mean?
I've never waxed, ever.
You don't? What do you do? You shave?
Are you a bush woman down there?
I'm a bush woman.
Oh, since you natural on top and bottom.
On top and bottom.
Okay, girl.
Why have you never done it?
You know what? Every person I have ever been with has asked me to keep it. I'm like, do you want me to shave it?
Wow.
So it's just there. But you know what? It's hot girl summer. I'm vaxxed. So let me get waxed and I'll tell you if there's any difference.
Listen, you need cameras with you for this first time, honey. I am interested.
I don't know if we want to see that.
Wow, oh my God, Taz, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I love that nobody cares.
No, I did actually have one guy who liked to shave it a little lower. So I thought that was cool and kinky. It was different.
Yeah, I would be scared.
To let somebody else shave you?
Oh, no. Yeah, oh, no, we're not doing that.
Me too. We're not doing that. No, mm-hmm. He might go a little deeper. He thinks it's a beard.
You know, I'm a part of that. Like, you know, there's always, you know, like people say, oh, there's a 1 in 1 million chance that this would happen. I'm always that one person that the weird. So I would be the person that would have my man shave me and end up in the ER. So I'm not, okay. I'm not doing it.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. I thought you were dating someone, Nina. I thought you were had a relationship.
I did. It ended. So okay. That's, yeah, it's over.
That's that. Plot twist. Plot twist.
Plot twist.
Yes, it ended right before quarantine, thank God. Thank God. So, yeah, because, you know, it's like, it was nice for me to have quarantine to heal from what happened. And, like, I can talk about it now because it just doesn't, I just don't care.
Right.
But, you know, I think had quarantine not happened, I would have been out, you know, partying, going out, distracted myself with dinners and dating too soon.
Right.
Quarantine really allowed me to focus on myself, healing. I got therapy. Like, I really did a lot of things. I really just fell in love with myself.
I love that.
There was like this mirror in my living room I had to walk past every day. And when I first started walking past it, when quarantine started, I'd be like, oh, girl, you look so crazy. You're eating a banana bread again. You look, you know, I was talking so bad to myself. And one day I was like, you know, what if I just started saying loving things to myself every time I walk past this mirror? And what happened was I started attracting people that were saying the things to me I was saying in this mirror.
Ah,
and I was like, wow, this really, because before I was attracting people who talked to me the way I talked to myself in a bad way.
Right.
Now it's flipped and it's the other side. And all I'm getting is love, adoration, all those things that I've always wanted because I gave it to myself first.
I love, love all of that. That's awesome. That is awesome. you guys, inflatable pools are making a really big comeback.
Ooh.
Big comeback. They're like, you can't even find them anymore. Amazon, nowhere. Would you have sex in an inflatable pool? Because why else are people buying them?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, maybe.
I mean, I've done the sex in the pool thing and I'm not doing it anymore. I overheard the person I was with telling, you know, his older brother, like, yeah, we did it in the pool. And he goes, she felt like I was fucking a dolphin. And so me and pool, yes,
what?
Yes, that is how he described having sex in the pool. Fucking a dolphin.
Oh. Not with Flipper.
Okay, you can count me out on this trend.
Well,
definitely.
How does he know what sex with a dolphin is like?
Maybe anyway.
I mean, that point, Nina. That point.
That sounds like user error. He sounds like something's wrong with him.
User error. he was reading the directions backwards. That's insane.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I don't mind it. An inflatable pool is tricky because those things are fragile.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah, sure, I'd be down.
Yeah, I'd be down for that too. Are you guys exhibitionists? I mean, do you like for, you know, now we're all on our phones. Everybody's looking down. I feel like people aren't catcalling. They're not whistling. They're not honking their horns because everybody's too busy. Mm-hmm. Like, would you like to be a little bit of an exhibitionist? Like while you're having sex or just, you know, mm-hmm. sitting by a pool, having someone watch you? No.
I'm super private. No, I'm private. I like, you know, it always amazes me, like when I'm driving in LA, I feel like this is a big thing in LA where people in LA do not put blinds or curtains in their living rooms. Like,
no,
you can just see
I don't either.
Them having family dinner. You can walk by their house and you just see them watching TV. That is so weird to me. Like, I do not want strangers looking in my house. So
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the Bay Area.
Oh, you did? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, but I don't feel like anybody in the Bay was doing that, but everybody, you know, we watching our purses in the Bay, like we don't play that. But in LA, everybody's just like, look in my house, see everything I have.
That's
it's
so
really
true.
Weird.
That's so funny. I have curtains in my house, but they just flank the windows. They don't even come together.
Oh, you don't close them.
No.
Oh girl, close them blinds. People are watching you.
Okay. That's so funny. Oh my God. I was just going to ask you, what is your deal breaker? Like, is it cheating or is it something that he said to you wrong?
Let's see. My deal breaker these days is lying for sure.
For sure.
Lying is a big, big thing for me and someone who is not kind. Most things I feel like I can work with. I'm pretty like understanding. And I always find that men tend to lie because they don't think you can deal with the truth. And I'm really good with weird shit. So it's like, just don't take don't take my choice away from me. And we might be cool. We don't know. We don't know. Whatever it is.
Right.
But don't take my choice away from me. So those types of things are deal breakers.
Oh my God. What about you, Taz? What's your deal breaker?
I would say lying and a broken promise. And I know what I equate that broken promise to. Like my father back in the day, I'm coming to pick you up. I'm coming to take you shopping. I'm coming to do that. So like if you can't do it, don't say it. If you want to do it, do it. So I would say lying and a broken promise.
A man of their word. You like a man of their word.
A man of their word. I love that. Okay. So couples are going on dating apps now to find a third. Mm-hmm. She said,
Yep, I've been asked.
What?
Yeah.
How they ask you and how did you say no? Or did you say no?
During quarantine, I did do dating apps for a short time. And I got approached by a lot of couples. Like they were either in an open marriage or they were running the account together. So instead of just seeing like the guy, you would see them couple pictures and they would say, and they would match with you and, you know, send you messages and all of that happened several times. I think it's the boobs.
Several. Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's the boobs.
Yeah.
Boobs.
I think so. I think they, you know, they was trying to have playtime child. Yeah. I think for sure.
And how did you answer? How did you reply?
Most of the time I did. Sometimes I'll probably like, you know, just if I was bored, I might be like, what y'all trying to do? But I wasn't really going to, you know, just, what y'all I was really just being do? Nosy. I was just
taking
really
notes.
Nosy.
Taking
hilarious. But I, you know, yeah.
What's your favorite body part, Taz?
I'm going to say my eyes.
Oh.
Because that's where I get most compliments. So I'm going to say my eyes.
Okay. What color are they? Are they brown?
Hazel, like green, they change.
Ooh, okay. Oh, they change. Okay, a chameleon.
So, yeah, okay. Like a mood ring. Mm-hmm. What about you, Nina?
You know what? It changes for me because right now, I've lost 40 pounds. And and so I'm kind of on this journey. So things are like, things are shifting and moving. And I'm like, I don't know whose body this is anymore. So I never had a butt, So last year I moved into a house with stairs. And it started to like give me a little bit of a little teardrop booty. And so I was like, so with my trainer, I was like, let's emphasize it. So now I have a butt and I don't know how to act. So that's my favorite part right
now.
Honey,
are you in booty shorts?
I'm not right now, but I will be later.
Okay, good.
Yes. And you'll probably see it eventually on the gram. So.
Oh, I'm sure I'll see it on the gram. I'll see it on Daily Pop. for me, I would have to say, I think my legs and now my boobs. I feel like I've gotten a renewed love for my boobs. So between my legs and my boobs. Yeah, for sure. What's your sexiest outfit if you want to seduce someone?
You know, like we see these like random Instagram ads and we're like, this is never going to be cute. And I think I saw this like random ad for this really pretty lace up lingerie. It goes to the ground and it like ties at the bodice. It was just, and it like snatched the waist, but kind of flowed out. So if you had a little poosh, it didn't emphasize that. Cause you know, lingerie is not forgiving. Yeah. And I bought it and it fit like a glove and it's like my go-to. Like if it looks so beautiful and it kind of trails behind you. I feel like a goddess in that thing.
Nice. I love that. I love really a great tank dress. Do you know what I mean? Ooh. Like it has just like that, like a regular tank shirt, but it's like a dress. I love that. Cause I feel like you see a little booty, you see a little arms. Like I love that. That's my go-to. What about you, Tess?
A wrap dress, because it's easy to take off and put on. But that's like my go-to when I'm.
We got some wrap dresses in the New Parker collection, girl.
We're getting a bodysuit and a wrap dress.
And see, I love how y'all mentioned real clothes and I mentioned lingerie. I'm like, oh, we not starting in the bedroom. Okay.
Are you gonna get into lingerie? By the way. For your line?
I would love to. I would love to get into like shapewear.
Yeah,
so,
that would
you
be
know,
great.
Shapewear and lingerie. Yes, I'm eyeing that for sure.
I love that. Okay, we're going to play a little game. It's our nightcap. I'm going to give you a quote and you have to tell me if this was said during sex or in Target. Here's the first one. Let me see if I can get this done without killing each other.
Target.
Sex.
Target. Nina. Hold on. I could definitely use a few more bottles of wine.
Target.
Target.
Sex. Oh. Seriously, you need a snack right now?
Sex.
Sex, great job. When you put your legs there, it makes it very hard for me to keep moving.
Target.
Sex.
Sex!
I don't know. I thought it was a trick question.
Yes, I do need more pillows.
Sex.
Target.
It could be both, actually. Wait a second. We have to go grab a few more things before I finish.
Target.
Sex.
Target.
Okay. I keep thinking you're trying to trick me, so I go the opposite. Know.
Sorry. All right, I'm going to get to a Twitter question, you guys. All right. At Smelly Cat asks, every time I have sex, I leave a huge wet spot in the bed. Not sure if it's cum, sweat, or pee.
Ooh.
This happens to y'all? Question mark.
Yeah.
Not pee.
No, not pee, but okay. You know, if you're a little juicy or wet, like, yeah. If you're a squirter, like, it'll leave a trail.
Yeah, I think they just need to, maybe this person should invest in, you know, put some stuff down before for sex if you know you get messy.
A wee-wee pad, like for the dogs.
Yeah, you know.
Or use, a wee-wee pad.
Use your sex comforter. Your sex
comforter. I'm telling her white sheets.
White sheets. Sheet. Oh my God.
Yeah. Because any other color, you'll see the trail or whatever. But if it's white, you can't really tell until it's dry.
Oh my God. You are crazy. You are crazy. Nina, since you said you've started dating outside your race, would you marry outside your race? And how would your family feel about that?
Yeah, I would. I absolutely would. I'm all about connections these days. So if I connected with someone on that level, it wouldn't matter to me what race they were. I'll for sure marry outside of my race. My family is, I am not the traditional like person that is afraid of what my family thinks. Like I do what I want to do and they kind of just adjust. Mm-hmm. So would they talk like maybe, like, you know, they might say something slick. Some of them, I wouldn't care. That's, I mean, slick. I'm like, you on your third baby mama, you've been to jail. Like, okay. You can't judge anything I'm doing.
Go judge somewhere else.
This is my favorite part of the podcast, when you get to say who you want to go to bed with, like who has inspired you, has made you laugh this week. So Nina, I'm going to start with you. Who would you like to go to bed with?
All of the Black women representing us in the Olympics in 2021, honey. Yes. Let me tell you something. We're talking about track, gymnastics. I am here for it. So all of them,
swimming?
I would go to
swimming
bed
now.
With. So you're swimming.
Oh, swimming.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Taking the takeover. Okay. For the 2000s. Right. So
I love that. I love that. Taz, who do you want to go to bed
everybody.
With? Right. Exactly. Who do you want to go to bed with?
I am hooked on this new show, so I'm going to bed with the cast of Manifest. It allows you, it's taught me that, yes, we are all flawed and we are given a second chance, so let's get it done.
It was just canceled.
What? People were talking about it like crazy. God.
Well, you know why? Because it was on NBC, but Netflix picked it up. So everybody was binging on Netflix, but NBC
canceled
it.
That's where I saw it.
Yeah. So people are watching it thinking it's a Netflix show, but it's an NBC show. But maybe it'll get picked up by another network.
She is in the know. I want to go bed with Naomi Osaka. I just think, you know what? For a young girl like that who's at the top of her game, for her to take the time out, because so many times we feel pressured to do what everybody tells us to do. The fact that she is taking time out for herself, for her mental health, I applaud that and I wish her well. And I am so happy that she is taking the time for herself. So,
amen.
Yay, yay, yay. Nina, where do you want people to follow you? What do you want them to know about you?
Yeah, so my social name is the same across the board. It's MZ Gossip Girl. That's on Instagram and Twitter. So you can find me there to look up the Nina Parker collection at Macy's. You know, give you some styling tips. Watch, you know, take a look at Nightly Pop. You can also watch me on Nightly Pop every day at 11:30 p.m.
Love that. Is Morgan back?
She's back. She's off maternity leave. Wow. She is back. Yes.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Taz, what do you want people to know?
I'm on Instagram, Taz Beck. You can see me pop in and out of Housewives from time to time.
Hey.
Glad you're a fan.
That's true.
Y'all over there snatching wigs, I hope.
Oh, God. Listen, all kinds of things are going down. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it. Thanks for going to bed with me.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And you can help support us by leaving a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle and on my Twitter at Garcelle B. And you can now watch our full episodes on YouTube. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Audio Up, and Beauvais Wilson Productions, distributed by Audio Up. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson, hosted by Garcelle Beauvais. Executive producers, Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Sam Winter, and Crystal Liney. Co-executive producers, Cindy Levinson, Emu Zhu, associate producer Taz Beckford. Music from Extreme Music. The show was edited and mixed by Jeremiah Zimmerman.